Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and this is episode 257 of the Just Us Geeks, and this is Huddle House Confessions with Big Dan Marsh for the first time. That's going to be cool. So, we just finished our sponsor night performance of our show, and I'm about dead, and we did record an episode last week. You just have to go back and find it because, you know, it's been a long week, but it's there, and did our show. It was a pretty good show, and you know, you're wonderful. Really good show.
It was good.
Really, really good show.
It was good show.
Yeah, it's a good show. Being better tomorrow.
I mean, because it's the second night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be better.
It'll be good.
We'll
it'll be good.
We'll
oh yeah. That's what she said.
Just slide on in there, Josh.
What is that?
That's a basket of fries.
That's
sir.
What it was.
That's what he said. She said.
As a sample.
Well, yeah. let's first off let's welcome Big Dan.
Yes, Big
first
Dan.
Very first Huddle House. Confession.
Our first guest on a Huddle House confession.
Have we ever had a guest?
No. Not on a Huddle House confession.
Forgive me, Father Fry, I've overeaten.
Well, then you're at Huddle House.
Exactly.
So there you go.
That's my main Huddle House confession.
He has confessed
to overeating. Macaroni, you're going at it too, so.
He's got greasy fingers.
Or more.
You know how to sate that? Direct a show so you don't eat.
Yeah, he's been nervous pacing all night.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, I think the thing that really bugs me about it the most is like there were four or five times that I just want to be like, wait,
you're the show.
Stop, go back.
Run it like we know how.
Notes. Yeah, oh. They're pretty mad. I gave them notes at the end.
Oh, they were fun. The notes were like, hey, you guys did a really good job.
I had real notes. I'm saving them for tomorrow.
Did Andrew not always give us notes after every single show?
Yes, he did. Did he not? We had notes post-show. Like, he had us all go back in there, and we did notes.
Well,
they weren't big notes.
I think it's appropriate.
You're out of chocolate.
Oh, okay. That makes me sad.
Can I have water and a coffee? That's all I need.
I don't know what y'all want to eat. I'm getting a dessert. That's all I want.
Oh, I can't eat anything after that cobbler. It was good.
That sounds pretty good.
We got a warm brownie a la mode.
That's real good.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Yeah.
You want to get a brownie with me?
Yeah. I was thinking cobbler when you said cobbler. Did you run out of the boat? No,
oh, man.
We got cobbler up at the theater. We'll be selling that tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll shoot the dessert. I had.
What is that?
It was an appetizer.
Did you want
no.
To pop or jalapeno pop?
No. This is not a TGI Fridays.
They're decent poppers. Yeah, they're good poppers.
Good.
Eat the poppers.
No.
Eat the poppers.
This is
my
not,
note to you is eat the poppers.
This is not Seinfeld. I'm not eating a popper.
Mr. Penguin's popper. That's what that is right there.
It's Mr. Popper's penguin.
No, I'm not doing
it.
Coffee?
That's me. Thank you very much.
You said you wanted some water, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, so the rehearsal process has been the past couple of weeks where they'll run. And we'll stop down after Act 1. We'll do notes. And Act 2 is such that if it hasn't been just like the way I've wanted it, we've stopped to try to kind of fix it. Because it's kind of important.
Yeah.
And
Act 2's kind of important.
Well, thanks, man. And so I sat on the back row tonight. And there were a couple times where I just was like, yes! I about yelled like
oh no you
good.
Did there were some times we heard you.
Yeah,
that's okay, it was good. It'll get better too. That's the best thing. It's only gonna get better.
My recollection is that Andrew's philosophy was once you do your last rehearsal you give it to the stage manager, the director's job is done.
Yeah,
but he couldn't help but give us notes. Like his philosophy was not to give us notes, but I'm pretty sure he did.
Well, yeah, and I even said the other night, I was like, on Thursday, it's your show, Binger.
In a perfect world, with a professional cast and everything, I think you could probably do that. But around here, like as an actor, I always want the notes. So I'm like,
I feel like
if you're giving me notes, that means you're engaged in what I'm doing. And
yes,
and
for instance, Clay like oversold the whole poking around looking for stuff. Yeah, it was distracting from Shannon and June and Shannon and Evelita, and so he's got to cut it back tomorrow night. But I mean, you know, like Matt made his entrance and he had on these aviators I'd not really seen before. And then he never took them off his entire scene, and I was like,
just reflecting that light back.
Yeah.
I told Emily,
unless
I was like,
in the house.
Thank you very much. I told Emily, I was like, go back there and tell Binger to yell at him to pull those stupid sunglasses off.
Well, he was probably doing it because his character's supposed to be like...
He's done so much with his facial expressions that I totally lost it. And so I walked in the green room at intermission, and I just kind of was just walking. And he's like, got the note, no glasses, got it. I was like, oh, okay.
He got his costume choices from Fred Gailey.
Yeah, oh, God. Horrible. That's been pretty enjoyable. I want to do it again.
Really?
I do.
Oh, that's good. That's a good sign.
We're doing a small set next.
It's really funny. Last night, before James and I were there until like 1 a.m. for like the third night in a row, they had run the show, and we were all sitting on stage, and Doc was talking about the set. He was like, you know, you guys have done a really good job capturing a Texas home. He's like, but this almost could have been done in a black box. I was like, oh, I know. I figured out all those ways about 75 times.
And Doc, for the people listening, Doc's my father.
Yes.
Older looking James.
Yeah.
Well, who got a haircut today?
Future James.
Oops.
It's not bad. It was just like, Doc got a haircut. Because I thought about
it. I did that to Andrew one time. It was Sandra's Family Christmas.
Oh.
I auditioned with long hair. And when I walked in for the first rehearsal, I had shaved my head.
Oh, no.
He was like, what did you
do? I want that brownie olive oil.
I'll probably just get my chocolate sundae.
Okay.
I also want a brownie olive oil.
I'm good with just this, man. Thanks.
I have a chocolate sundae, please. Just scoop my ice cream with some chocolate syrup.
You get the rich man's chocolate milk.
I want to do the Oreo waffle sundae.
Oh, that's good.
That looks...
I had that once.
Actually.
Hoity-toity.
And now it's good.
And now his
you
name...
You guys enjoy...
...was Creed Bratton.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they were good.
You guys enjoy your garbage brownie.
The rich man's brownie.
Which is actually a dollar cheaper than ours, so you know ours is bigger and better.
Wow.
Maybe I'll eat your cold brownie.
Oh, no, what did you do here?
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Okay, now, if Huddle House charged by the calorie, a lot of these things would be way more expensive. So.
That's true.
If Huddle House charged by the calorie... They wouldn't have the clientele that they have. Because we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, it'd be too expensive for us.
Do they even list their calories on their menu? They
don't. They had a big spat about that. Like,
you're supposed to.
You don't have to.
No, it was kind of like a law for a bit, right?
Yeah, back in November it was supposed to be like federal mandated you had the calorie count listed.
I know Huddle House was totally against that, though.
I wonder why. That sounded cool.
It's great.
Sorry, Bear.
So sorry.
Sorry, Eric Lemon.
Yeah.
My bad.
Would you bop it?
No, I scraped it. There's going to be this horrible...
This is the first Huddle House Confessions where I've not had anything to eat.
Yeah.
It feels kind of weird.
You should eat.
No, I don't want to eat.
He's too stressed.
Have a video popper.
Well, there was pizza. So.
Yeah. I had a piece of pizza.
Yeah, I had a couple slices of pizza. So.
The pizza was really good.
And I didn't have the cobbler, so I'm having the dessert.
Oh, God.
You can have my cherry, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like cherries.
I'm not crazy about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I said
you
that.
Eat his cherry.
Unless you will eat my cherry,
unless
Dan.
They're in the amaretto sour.
You will eat my cherry. You will love it.
Ian, he's real sharp.
Yes, again.
I get it.
Do you get it?
Should I give Dan my cherry, too?
Yes, everyone give Dan their cherry.
found that one in was.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, brown eye.
I thought just so you know, Logan's is like the size of his car, and it's going to explode.
When I just whip out my flopper.
Oh, God.
Your euphemism is showing.
I wish you could have seen Ian's face. That was the best. He just went...
Did you not listen to last week's episode?
No.
No.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because I have been just, like, physically exhausted.
We recorded an episode.
You get two
Sunday.
Episodes today. You get last week's and this week's, and I'm just going to post-date it for last week because...
Because it counts.
Because it... Well, it did, because we stopped our...
Yeah, we stopped building the set to sit down with Binger and record, like...
Yeah, we had Binger on the podcast 15,
20 minute
week.
Episodes.
You had someone on Facebook Live.
We did a Facebook Live thing saying that we just recorded an episode.
You know, that's
like, you tell me you recorded.
That seems like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Now, I text Logan after it was done. I was like, dude, it was like thrown together. We had one mic, and then we stole two from the booth at the theater, and me and Binger sat down. We didn't even have headphones.
It was
15, 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
I mean, it is a short episode.
It's because I had that stuff there from recording them for the choir. Yeah. And it was just like, let's just do this.
Yeah, so, that's why we didn't call anybody.
It was terrible.
It wasn't a terrible
episode. The Binger was funny.
Yeah, Binger was funny. I enjoyed
it. He has a weird podcast voice.
He does. He's not listening.
He doesn't even remember.
Hello, I am Binger. I am on the podcast.
I forgot to put all the props in place.
Aw. That's cool.
I can do my Kevin voice.
It's the same thing. It's not really. That's not totally different.
My name is Kevin. My name is Kevin.
That's
that
a good
is
Kevin.
My name. They call me Kevin because that's my name.
I can do math.
Though, when I think about Kevin Malone, I think about him with his feet in that ice chest.
I know what I think about is
Pam and Jim's wedding.
Is the thing where they're going to Laverne's Pies Tires Fix also.
Yes. And tires fixed up.
And he is like, he can tell you exactly how far it is because it's like pies.
And he sits,
and they give him the exact same math equation. He's like, it doesn't work.
He's like, the whole time on the bus.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Brian Baumgartner is actually like a really cool dude.
Yeah.
I don't think he's stupid.
He needs to update his IMDb picture because it's from when he had hair.
Wow. That's so he can
get in like a band, like plays harmonica or something.
Yeah, it's Scrantonicity.
Scrantonicity.
Scranton 2.
Scrantonicity 2. Don't vote for Scrantonicity. Vote for Scrantonicity 2.
But I mean, like, in real life, though, like he does do.
Yes, in real life, he does do music.
Yeah, I think he is in like some kind of a band.
They're cooking our brownies now.
Do I?
They turned the microwave on. They're cooking our brownies.
Oh. Let's warm it up.
Built in. I didn't want up your cherry for me.
Who's ready for the bad news?
Uh-oh.
Not me.
Oh, no.
What's the bad news?
All right. We're out of chocolate syrup, and we're out of caramel syrup.
That's fine. You can just do mine without the chocolate syrup.
Okay, just
ice cream. Ice cream and a brownie. That'll be fine.
I'll just have the scoop of ice cream. That's fine.
Do you have any other syrups other than...
They don't have any.
They have ketchup
and mayonnaise.
Well, then I'll
maple syrup.
Yeah, they got maple syrup.
I like this guy.
You know what? Bring some syrup out here.
No, it's not bad because I had the bacon sundae once.
Mine's a waffle.
Kind of.
It's an Oreo waffle. Bring him to him with the syrup. Yeah, he'll do that.
The syrup, I don't want the syrup. I just want the brownie on the loaf.
Ice cream and brownies for us.
That's my ice cream.
He's still done.
I'm cool with no syrup.
Can I get some more water, please?
I was going to order syrup, but
that's all right. That's how it's going to feel, too.
Yeah. You guys are going to get a mess
in your poor people brownies without your chocolate syrup now. Bougie Oreos.
Back in the day when the economy was so bad, they'd run out of the chocolate syrup.
They're gonna wreck his brownie with maple syrup.
Oh my god, it's going to be amazing.
At least they have plates this time.
Yeah, the last time we came, we got turned away.
Are you serious?
There was a dude.
He's got to make sure nobody's around. All right, thank you, sir.
This one came from over there.
Thank you.
Hey, just more too, please. Thank you. But we just decided to come one night after rehearsals, come eat.
I'd not eaten.
We pull up, and Josh jumps out of his vehicle, and there's a dude there, like,
weird. A guard.
Like guarding the door.
Yeah, it was weird.
Thank you, sir. He was like, we're closed till 10 o'clock.
I was like,
we're hiring dishwashers.
Yeah, he was like, oh, we're out of dishes, we're out of food. He was like,
we're reopening at 10 o'clock.
We're out of washers. We're all out of give up.
So we had to go down to the other house that shall not be named.
It was not bad.
The one of omelets?
The one of waffles.
This is 2017.
Mexican restaurant.
Okay, let me tell you a story about that omelet house.
Waffles, it was better waffles, than this.
Waffles, waffles, waffles.
No, it was.
They had pancakes.
They had syrup.
It was dirt.
I had chocolate.
Okay, I was 16 years old. It was during Sound of Music rehearsals. It was after the first night, the opening night of Sound of Music. Dr. Dodd took me and all the guys out to Omelet House to get just like a snack or whatever. Then we're going to the Dodd House, play video games, like you do.
Yeah. I would do that now.
A guy got thrown through one of the plate windows. A fight broke out. A guy got thrown through the window.
You know,
Dr. Dodd was like, boys, go get in the car right now.
You know, that's pretty much like why they shut that place down.
Yeah.
Because we're right next to that joint.
Yeah.
All the people leave
a dude got his head smashed in outside.
And they leave the bar drunk, go over to eat at the Omelet House.
So now they leave the bar drunk, which is brilliant for
like normal nonviolent drunk people.
Yeah.
Right.
But when you get violent drunk people, it doesn't work out.
We'll go here and get some coffee and sober up.
Well, that's what.
So instead, now we'll go get some taquitos.
That's what Armando did with United States. He would go set up outside of Freddy T's. And he would sell cheesesteaks as you were leaving drunk, and everybody just walk out like, give me a cheesesteak.
His cheesesteaks were good.
Oh, they're so
good. Yeah, they were good.
How would he get them right now?
So yeah.
Here's your cheesesteak.
Like he had like a mobile grill.
That'll be $20.
No refunds when this is all over your cab ride.
Yeah, but he would just sit out there with a portable griddle, and, you know, Freddy T's was cool with it because they shut their kitchen down.
Yeah.
Because this is 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's just out there making cheesesteaks, and people just throwing money at it.
I'm going to do a smell it.
Throwing money at it.
No, because we live in BFE.
And Freddy T's is even farther.
Yeah, it's BFF.
If you want to catch a fish, that's about 30.
Ugh. My ritual was always, if I had gone out drinking and got really drunk,
so
we would go to the Waffle House after that night. Go home, sleep, get up the next day, which is usually around like 12 o'clock, and go to, did you ever eat at Fernando's Mexican restaurant in Flowood?
Yep. That's pretty good.
That was the hangover place.
I can eat
that. Hangover cure.
That is pretty good, man.
All right. What are we confessing tonight?
Oh, we're going to talk about, since the Oscars are this weekend, I thought that we would confess the horrible movies that we love.
Sharknado.
Well,
2.
Oh.
All right, James.
Just a small plug for the website. You can go listen to my interview with Thunder Levin, the writer for Sharknado 1 and 2 and 3.
And 4.
Over at JusticeGeeks.com.
4 was better than 3.
Well, I had a great interview with him because he...
That's ice cream.
Okay.
Here we go.
You know what it doesn't have on it? Any hot chocolate.
I don't care. It's a brownie. It's got ice cream. That's I'm good with it.
Yeah, that's very good.
Thank you.
Your grandma's really house. Anyway, so Thunder.
You watched Jupiter Ascending?
I did.
I loved it.
It's pretty decent.
It was everything I wanted to do. It was like sci-fi fantasy.
Are you able to do the 4K on the TV streaming yet? Have they implemented it?
I don't think so.
It's on there in 4K. If they ever implement the 4K for your TV,
me and the critics don't always agree.
No, Dan, you don't. Let's talk about Spider-Man 3.
Hey, there's nothing. Okay, there's stuff wrong with it, but I love Spider-Man 3.
It was campy on purpose. That's what I've always said. Was it the best of them? No, but was it an enjoyable movie? Yes. No. I love Thomas Hayden Church.
I do too, but it was in the movie 5 seconds.
In his relationship with, well, he fully established his relationship with his daughter.
That's true. I give him that. I love Sandman too. He is He's a great villain.
Thomas Hayden Church did a movie with Eddie Murphy. I believe it was called Imagine That.
Imagine That.
His big thing, it was horrible.
Oh, okay.
But Thomas Hayden Church's like big line, like, and we still quote it because he was like supposedly like half Native American, and he would end everything with "And how?"
Oh my god!
And it was so bad. What is so funny?
There we go.
Yes, sir.
No, don't you dare. Don't
yes, do sir. That. Do it.
Don't you dare.
You do it and you like it.
No. Okay, now let's talk about this because this is a cop-out.
Why? It's a waffle with a scoop of ice cream and Oreos on top.
It's not an Oreo waffle.
Okay, look, we're just going to put it on the edges.
Just do it around the edge.
Just a little
around the edge.
Just a little ring around.
I mean, people said that chicken and waffle shouldn't go together, but they do.
They
really, really go together.
I'm telling you, it's good on ice cream. Have you never done the bacon sundae? Do not put it on mine. I have a brownie. There's a difference.
It's actually not that bad.
I told you.
We're not in Canada. You don't put syrup on random things. That's not okay.
Would you put cheese curds on random things in Canada?
Cheese curds and gravy.
Ugh, God.
Poutine.
Canadians. What morons.
Poutine ice cream.
I like poutine. It's good.
Poutine in your ice cream.
And?
Poutine Boudin.
Right.
Is it good?
Yeah, I told you it was good.
There you go.
It's actually good.
It's good.
It's not bad now.
Sweet.
It's actually good.
Well, when your teeth fall out.
Thanks.
Your dentist thanks you.
You ain't mama lurling.
You ain't mama lurling.
Come to the hills with me, fellas. Get out of your slums.
Hold on, the bourgeoisie over here. Mm.
Logan, what is a really crappy movie that you love? That you know it's crappy. You have to know that it's a crappy movie, but you love it anyway.
There are a few horror movies that I like. I really like the Puppet Master series.
I could go with a horror movie. I won't, but I could. If I was going to go with a horror movie, I would go with The Wishmaster.
What a so bad.
Horrible movie.
Is that the one with
I got Holly you beat Culkin? On that.
Or that's the
no. Master, yeah, no.
Phantasm. Great horror movie. Campy and horrible.
Can we just all admit that most horror movies are not that great?
From the 80s, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even now, some of the horror movies now are just not that great. But, I mean, it's not saying that they're not enjoyable movies, but they're not intended to be.
That's true. Ian, what's your favorite crappy movie?
Is it The Room? Tommy Wiseau?
Beastmaster.
Oh, God, the live-action He-Man? Wait, no, that's
that
not
Masters of the Universe.
No, what am I thinking?
Talking about Beastmaster.
Beastmaster, yeah, the guy that... It's like Dr.
I can't remember his name. But he did like two or three of those movies, and I loved those.
See, mine are like you. Is a lot of stuff you watched when you were 8, 9, 10.
Like, I loved every time.
I loved Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Me too, but boy, does it not hold up.
I'm afraid to watch it now.
Don't. I was the same way with Batteries Not Included.
Oh, really?
And Short Circuit.
Yeah, I love both of those.
Okay.
I
don't
mean to interrupt you guys. You know I got to ask Caterpillar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew when you brought that stuff up here. Yeah. That's me. Still out there.
I've been here for 6 years.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
No, Batteries Not Included, terrible.
Now,
it's got Jessica Tandy in it. Yeah. It shouldn't be terrible.
There is a copy that magically showed up at the theater of Howard the Duck on DVD.
Really?
We don't know where it came from.
Marvel.
We don't know whose it is.
Y'all gonna show it on the big screen?
No. It's been there for like 6 years. It's sitting in
You're
a room.
You're afraid to touch it, aren't you?
Yeah, like nobody wants to touch it.
It might not actually be Howard the Duck.
You'll get a phone call and be like, 7 days.
Seven days, Howard the Duck will come to murder you.
I hope so.
Me too. That's a great way to die.
That'd be the way to go, yeah.
Awful.
It'll be who's doing the voice of Howard the Duck now? Seth Green.
Yeah.
He can murder me. I can take him.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
His wife's
Howard the Duck movie did have duck boobs in it though.
Duck tips.
Yeah, I don't understand. Were they scientifically accurate though?
No. You'll have to watch it and decide for yourself.
You'll just have to listen to the scientifically accurate DuckTales video and have your mind blown.
No.
With their corkscrew dongs.
Where do y'all fall on the Con Air?
I love Con Air. It is so bad.
Bad accent. And all.
There's not a bad Nicolas Cage movie. There's not.
I agree.
What's that new one where he plays the guy who went to kill Osama bin Laden by himself?
Oh, even Wicker Man.
Is it Joe something?
Or? Oh, no. Sorry.
I have Army of One. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Oh, my God,
was
yes.
Was it not great?
He does this voice like this the whole time. You think he's kidding, but no, he keeps it going.
Oh, my God.
The whole time.
That's the best.
It was hilarious.
Is it supposed to be funny?
It's a true story about a guy who who had a vision from God that told him to go to Afghanistan and kill Osama bin Laden.
He might have a hang glider. He's going to hang glide from a mountain in Pakistan.
You remember when Nick Cage was in
Afghanistan? He falls and breaks his neck.
It is so good.
He cuts it in pieces so it'll fit on the airplane, and then he gets back and tries to take it.
Oh, no.
It is a true story.
He's American. Well, isn't
he? Army of One.
Army of One. Army. Oh, it is so good.
Oh. I mean,
I will say there's almost no Nick Cage movie that's unwatchable, but Wicker Man, I saw it in the theater.
I saw it in the theater.
And it was horrendous.
It was bad. It was bad. Almost as well.
No, it's terrible.
I could still watch Wicker Man.
It was slightly worse than National Treasure. So.
Oh, no, what? National Treasure.
National Treasure is brilliant.
I love Treasure. National Treasure. You jerk.
It really is.
I'm sorry. You're asking me to suspend my disbelief a little bit too much in order
to. Was it the fact that John Voight was Nicolas Cage's father who was in a group that plotted to murder Abraham Lincoln? I don't think so. I thought that was a great plot.
Or maybe it was the elaborate wooden staircase system that has apparently survived for 200 years that they can still walk on.
They were masons.
They were masons.
Right.
They treated the wood with something.
We're going to build an indestructible staircase.
Bump, jump, bump, boom. Kill James.
No.
You know, if somebody actually murdered James, we're going to be on the hook for that.
Well, nobody murdered Tim and Carson, so we got away with that one.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all want to know another good movie that's terrible?
Yes.
The American Ninja.
You remember that those movies from the 80s? That is a terrible movie.
I remember The Last Dragon with Bruce Leroy. Did you ever watch that?
Yep. Yes.
With the glow. You possess the power of the glow. Show
like it's Barry Gordy's Last Dragon, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I love that movie. That's another one I was a kid.
The first person to ever go Super Saiyan.
Yep.
The glow. Not so glow. The glow. That is the American Ninja. Dan, what's your horrible movie that you love?
Well, besides the ones I've already mentioned, one that just came out that got knocked around pretty bad but that I loved and went and saw three times, Passengers.
You saw it three times?
I loved it.
Oh, is that the...
I didn't realize you came that many times to watch
Chris,
it.
Chris Pratt.
Jennifer Lawrence.
That looks good.
Yeah, it was good. It's like a good action movie, but it's got a good philosophical question in the middle of it.
Yeah, like...
What's wrong with that?
Because the trailer is misleading.
It really is.
The trailer
very
is
much
so misleading.
Why?
Because...
It's been out long enough. I don't care. Go for it.
Okay, well, here, let's spoil it. They make the trailer makes it look like that
they were both woke up
at the same time.
That's
no, his thing malfunctioned and he woke up and he stayed awake for like a year or two.
Over a year, barely.
It was like almost 2 years, and then he sabotaged her tube to wake her up because he was depressed and he was going to try to kill himself or whatever. I mean, there's like a whole section of the movie where he doesn't even wear pants,
right?
Like, he's
slowly going crazy. And then later on, Lawrence Fishburne says, a drowning man will kill anybody trying to save himself.
Mm.
So the question is, can you forgive him for that? Because it was basically a death sentence for her when he woke her up.
He wakes her up.
Because it's 90 years before they get where they're going. And so but then some other things happen.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah, I mean, the trailer was completely misleading.
Yeah, you don't get that at all.
The movie was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. I need to see that. I wanted to see it anyway, but man. Okay. Why would they not...
I don't know.
The trailer like that.
Yeah,
they cut the trailer to make it look like they both woke up at the same time.
Well, they cut the trailer to make it feel like
Interstellar romance.
Right.
The Martian or those
trailers. It was not that at all.
Huh.
And I think Chris Pratt's probably the only person that could have played that role because it's a very hard thing to forgive.
Yeah.
We're kind of on his side to start with, which they do.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
there are some mitigating circumstances. But,
And Martin Sheen. Is Martin Sheen? No, it's
Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen.
Oh,
Michael
yeah, he's
Sheen.
Great.
He
I
was
love
great
him.
In it.
And The Accountant came out about the same time. And
The Accountant came out like 3 months beforehand.
It was also not by the critics, but I loved it.
Oh, they hated it. But yeah, I actually
did like it. I rented it a couple weeks ago, and it's like, hey, pretty good.
That's another one I watched multiple times.
Huh. You got it on.
Yeah, I watched twice there, once in the theater.
That's weird about Passengers.
Yeah.
Do that. For me, I will say Beaches.
I know.
Beach.
Having a Y chromosome is a little odd, but it's.
Glenn.
It's
say, what, Bette Midler.
Yeah, yeah.
Barbara Hershey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I know
and your tears.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
I'm surprised.
It's just friendship and.
It's a good movie.
Friendship
follows their lifetime together.
It is totally a lifetime movie. I mean,
yeah.
Actually, aren't they remaking that with Idina Menzel?
I can't see how they could.
They are. She's sticking that pointy nose everywhere in she can.
Oh, that reminds me of another bad movie from when I was a kid. One called Big Business with Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin. They both play twins, but they get mixed up at birth. And so each set of twins is one Bette Midler and one Lily Tomlin. They don't look alike. And one was the family of, they were tourists from New York. And so they grew up in the big city and they're all like all rich and stuff. And then the other ones are in this little rural North Carolina town.
Okay.
But then they wind up doing a business deal together. They meet each other and like, what the crap is this? And they realize what happened.
That's interesting.
It's one of the most contrived things ever, but it was fun. We used to Captain Video that was right over here. We would get Domino's Pizza and go to Captain Video.
We rented
that thing like 20 times.
We used to go, like my grandfather would walk us down a walk because it was so close to the costume store. Mm-hmm.
And those big brown boxes.
They had a rental thing at the costume grocery.
You people didn't have to leave from costumes.
No, they had ice cream. They had an ice cream store.
Everything
in
you ever wanted.
Well,
movie rentals.
When we went to go get the
They had the last porn movie. Remember that comedy? Does anybody remember that? There was a movie called, it's a comedy called The Last Porno. And I was like,
that sounds more epic than it needs to be.
Yeah, it does.
Dun 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 dun.
That sort of has like,
witness me. Mediocre.
When we were going to get Matt's hair, the place that is the wig store now.
Laverne's Pies Hair's Done also.
Yeah. Essentially, it used to be Ray's Rent-A-Movie.
I remember Ray's.
And it's the first time I'd been back in that space since I was a child. It was Ray's Rent-A-Movie.
And they still had videos on the wall.
No, they did not. Oh. No, they did not.
That's by Subway, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I forgot about Ray's.
Yeah, Ray's Rent-A-Movie, and then across the street they had Downs.
We used to rent caveman games from Ray's, the Nintendo game, caveman games.
Yeah. One of the last things I can remember renting from them was Beetlejuice for NES, and it was terrible. And I knew that if I just told my mom, this isn't fun, I want to take it back, she wouldn't let me rent video games again.
So I
broke it and was like, this thing fell out. I just like pulled the card out and was like,
well, there's your confession, Ray, if you're listening.
There you go.
That's what happened to your Beetlejuice game.
Hey, Ray, I broke your store, Ray. You and your $70 VHSs. That's why your business is gone, Ray.
Well, I mean, back then, though,
it still has a functioning
movie rental place, by the way. Yeah,
yes, they also will rent you screeners.
Video gallery?
Yeah.
The one that's over by the skate rink.
Third
across from Matt Peters.
I didn't know they still rented.
Yeah, they still rent.
I knew they were still open, but I thought they just fixed TVs.
They rent out stuff that's still in theater.
There's a rental store in Iuka, too, by the Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, by the pig?
By the pig. Well, no, I ain't heard that.
There's still a Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah, over in Iuka.
Iuka's still got a lot of stuff left over from the Stone Age.
Piggly Wiggly.
Wiggle, yeah.
Lack of chromosomes.
No, it's the gene pool is too shit low.
Some of my favorite people are from Dishmingo County.
Yeah. Ian's like, yeah, I am.
Explains a lot. We look over, Ian's just drinking the ketchup here in a minute.
Syrup.
Wearing that Ole Miss sweatshirt.
That's why he has those bougie visions. He wants to rise above.
This is how we do things in the elite status.
In the Tish.
First class, baby.
Drink from the syrup container like a hamster.
Pour it all over your face. Ooh, God, can you imagine how gross it would be if you put your mouth on that? Logan, do it.
No.
I'll give you $5.
All right.
Five? That's what it costs?
We now know Logan's price. Yeah,
Logan's price.
Do you want him to show you the money?
Yeah, you gotta pull out the $5 first.
Not in cash.
You're going to make a mess.
Oh, wow. Crap. Wow. He has a
crisp $5 bill.
You have to put your mouth on it. You have to turn your head so we can verify your mouth has been on it.
I feel bad for the next person that gets that.
Well, the fiver's going back
and
forth.
Yeah, you put that away.
Speaking of bad movies, did y'all see the premiere date for the new Mystery Science Theater?
Yes. April 14th,
somewhere in April. Yeah,
that was going to be my jam. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to that.
Do you guys still see that they're doing the Batman movie still?
Yes.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's DC's dumb, man.
They also said
Ben Affleck going to be. I know he's not directing it.
Ben Affleck is Batman. Okay. Matt Reeves is directing.
Okay.
Knew he wasn't directing.
I read where Affleck was getting tired of it. Like he was just tired of it.
He's tired of people asking him about it.
I don't blame him.
They also said today that Nightwing is probably going to have a movie in the DC universe.
Oh, no, they already said it will have a movie.
Oh, okay.
Dumb.
Yay.
Where is he going to come from?
It's one of the guys that worked on Lego Batman, I think. Yeah. Is doing it.
Hey, maybe I'll get to watch Lego Batman before we go to LexCon.
They're
going to
get Chris O'Donnell to come back and play that?
Yeah.
Speaking of DC, Superman 3 with Richard Pryor.
Oh, God.
That was the universally hated one.
Is that the one where he flew around the Earth backwards?
No, the universally hated one. That's the first one.
That is the first one.
4 was just bad.
4 was Quest for Peace.
3 was campy and silly, but I liked it.
Yeah. Well, that's because they gave it to a different production company that does campy, stupid movies. Go and look at that production company's history, and it's all bad movies.
That opening scene where it's all zany and the thing's walking, and it was a slapstick comedy kind of thing. It's like, this is Superman.
Where was our giant one with Richard Pryor?
Yeah.
Where's our giant robot spider?
There was a giant robot thing in that one. It wasn't a spider.
And then, for some reason,
Wild Wild West.
For some reason, they had Superman ride on a horse and...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, the Lone Ranger. That was another one that
I enjoyed it.
Johnny Depp wasn't bad in that.
Whenever
he gets a bum rap.
Whenever he was running, whenever he's on the horse riding and the music kicked in and he jumped over onto the train, yeah. I was feeling it, man.
It only took 2.5 hours to get
Johnny
there.
I liked the movie up until that point, but when that happened, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm on board.
I love every one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
I love them.
They're diminishing for me, but I've enjoyed them all. I'll go watch the next one.
Because of Javier Bardem.
Yeah,
they
elevate anything.
Well,
Jeffrey
Rush is amazing.
I will go back for Javier.
And Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley are both back in this one.
Yeah, Jerry Bruckheimer knows how to make an action flick. He just does, man.
He made Con Air. And The Rock.
I love The Rock.
Now, like, movies like
God,
that...
Con Air is so bad, if you think about it.
Con Air really is bad.
No, it's put the bunny back in the box.
His stupid face and hair in that movie.
It looks like Matt's hair.
It is like Matt's hair.
Oh, no.
So, basically, he got a weave that he had to put together from Queen Beauty and Wig... And then they were like, hey, Nick, let's do this movie.
Okay.
Speaking of which, Gone in 60 Seconds, terrible
that's
movie.
Also
I love that
movie.
I love that movie. I love it.
Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
She sits down on that gear shift, and it's just like, okay.
But that was back when Angelina Jolie was hot.
Was not a train wreck. Yeah. That was before Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That was before she made out with her brother.
Right. National Treasure's terrible, though.
That's a great movie.
Literally National Treasures.
Oh, I can't wait. That's the one that I was thinking of. Like,
I can't
we go back to those days.
3. They keep saying
Face
it's going to happen.
I guarantee you they will. Face Off is terrible, but it's great.
Face Off is the best Nicolas Cage movie, and it's not because of Nicolas Cage.
It's because of Travolta. Yeah.
That's it. That was in the middle of his rebirth.
I was watching Fist Fight yesterday.
Really?
And
was it pretty good?
It's okay. No. It's pretty funny. But they do the John Woo dub scene.
Are you serious?
And I was like, yes!
Vision Impossible 2.
Well, Face Off. That's what made me think of it. Because the John Woo, when he opens up the church doors, for some reason there's doves inside the church. And the doves start slow motion flying off. And you're like,
what is that?
I remember going to see that movie in the theater.
At Twin Cinema, baby.
And being amazed. Yeah. Just like, this was like pre-Matrix, mind-blown type stuff.
Yeah.
God. And when I went to see The Matrix,
you were like,
I
what?
Was seizuring out. I was just,
she's like, this is too much. Too much.
Pull my plug. But yeah, Face Off was it before The Matrix came in.
I like The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolution.
I do too. But you have to watch
Crazy Sex
Part. You have to watch them as one movie.
Yes.
You cannot watch Matrix 2 and 3 separately.
They are one movie.
It is one movie that got split in half.
Yeah.
If you watch it as one whole movie,
sticking in Wachowskis, boy, they've just been downhill since the Matrix.
Apart from
Cloud Atlas was really good.
I'm right on board with you, but I didn't see Speed Racer.
I like Speed Racer.
Okay. I thought it was pretty good.
Speed Racer, like the more I watch it, the better it gets. The first time I watched it, we screened it. I hated it.
Okay, think about
that. But the more I watch it, the better it.
Think about that.
See, I never watched
all of their movies are that way.
Speed Racer's on Vudu.
Okay, the movie?
The movie.
John Goodman's in it, for the love of God.
Yeah,
he's got this really interesting thing where there is, you know how like when there's a shot of you're focused on somebody in the foreground, the background's out of focus? Everything is in focus the entire movie, and it blows your mind.
Yeah. They tried to set it up like a cartoon.
Yeah, they did it like a cartoon, the background is always in focus, and so is the foreground.
Oh,
so
that is off-putting.
It's awesome, though. It's a great visual effect for that film.
Because it's Speed Racer.
The only thing that's, like, blurry or out of focus is when they're racing and, like, stuff's going by fast.
They super captured the essence of Speed Racer in that movie.
And just the more you watch it, like the first time you watch it, you're going to hate it more than likely. Oh, but if you watch it more and more.
Nah, Dan, you'll probably like it.
It'll get better and better.
It's not bad.
Is it okay if you didn't watch the cartoons?
Yeah. I never watched the cartoons.
Oh, okay.
Stinking Wachowskis. God. Oh, aren't they going to direct something big coming up? Oh, speaking of horrible.
Matrix 4.
They have their Sense 8 thing.
On
TV.
I don't like that.
I'll talk about M. Night Shyamalan and Ding Dong in a minute.
Shyamalan and Ding Dong.
I stayed throughout the entirety of Wild Wild West just to hear the song at the end.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was in Wild West.
That movie is just bad.
I have never seen it.
I love Kevin Kline.
That's the movie with the giant robot spider.
That came from a Superman script.
The Kevin Smith Superman Lives script.
Yeah.
The producer, the same guy that produced the Batman movies.
He's like, I wanted a giant spider robot.
Yeah, he was a hairstylist. He was Barbara Streisand's hairstylist.
Yeah.
And he failed upwards in Hollywood.
Yeah,
he did.
And so he was producing the DC movies for Warner Brothers. And so Kevin Smith has to go to his house and sit down and read the script to him. That he was laying on the couch and Kevin Smith was sitting in a chair reading the script.
Oh my God.
And then he starts giving him notes. He's like, you know, who's going to be at the Fortress of Solitude with him? And he's like, nobody. It's the Fortress of Solitude. He goes, well, he needs to fight like a polar bear or something.
Oh my God.
And he's like, do you want Superman razzing with a polar bear? And he's like, yes. And he goes, all right, and here's the big note. It has to happen. The third act, he has to fight a giant robot spider. And then the movie fell apart, and the next movie the guy did was Wild Wild West, and the third act is a giant robot spider.
Looks like it's made of Kinex.
It does look like it's made of Kinex, and it's terrible.
Or what is it? Erector Sets.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I really would like to have seen the Nick Cage Superman flick.
I mean, too.
I would
have
love
you watched the documentary,
it.
The Death of Superman Lives?
No.
It's so good.
I did. It's actually a really good one.
It's a really good documentary.
I can't bring myself to watch it because, for the same reason I love Nick Cage and Con Air is the same reason I love seeing Nick Cage in that black Superman suit. It's just this should not be, but man, can I not stop.
It would have been a Spider-Man 3 of Superman movies.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's seeing, and there's concept art because Jake Gyllenhaal was supposed to replace Tobey Maguire because they weren't sure if Tobey Maguire was going to be able to do Spider-Man 2.
Because
he broke it on Seabiscuit.
Yeah.
And so they did some concept art of Jake Gyllenhaal as Spider-Man.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't think I would have liked that.
No. I don't think people would have gone with it either.
Spider-Man 2 was really good, though.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 was great.
And they see they got a hero can save us.
That was Spider-Man 1.
Not gonna stand here and wait.
It doesn't matter. You say Spider-Man, and I immediately
you
think of
Nickelback. You immediately put a Nickelback.
I'm telling you, what needs to happen in Spider-Man Homecoming is Tony Stark needs to roll up listening to that. And be like,
oh, my gosh.
That would be the ultimate troll. Or like Hunnit or something. Oh, my God. That'd be amazing. And then it's just about him. So.
Yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming is actually Iron Man 4.
I hope. I wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind either.
It's just a way to get for Disney to make Sony pay for an Iron Man movie.
Yeah, probably.
There are a lot of people.
And Sony won't mind.
There are a lot of people who don't like the first night with Sean Connery.
I love that movie.
Richard Gere. I remember like getting excited about that movie when it came out. I don't think I went to some movie theaters to see it, but I remember.
Didn't he retire for years after that? Like he didn't do something.
Connery?
Yeah, Connery. Yeah. I know that his last movie though was
that's good.
But that was Boys.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I was like, why would you go out on that one? I mean, it was fine. It's a fine movie, but it wasn't your high point.
No,
Connery didn't work for a while after first
he
night.
He didn't have to.
He was James Bond.
Yeah. And he was supposed to be the old man in Skyfall.
Yeah.
And I wish he would have been.
What was it he turned down to do, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? It was something big.
Something big.
And great. And he turned that down to do...
Oh, God. It was some Oscar winner. Oh, Jesus.
Hang on.
It was Lord of the Rings, was it?
No.
I'm Gandalf the Grey.
Sure.
That would have been bad. Quite. Yeah. Glad Ian McKellen got that.
He turned down, roles for The Matrix and Fellowship of the Rings.
Who would he have been in The Matrix?
Morpheus?
Wait, no. He was offered roles in The Matrix and Lord of the Rings, but said he didn't understand the scripts.
And so he did League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, so he did
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. That's right. He understood that script.
Because he's stupid.
Yes, time to retire, buddy.
Well, have any of you watched Penny Dreadful?
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched the first season.
That's what League of Extraordinary Gentlemen wanted to be.
Yeah.
And it's much better.
I agree. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen was just awful.
It had no redeeming qualities.
The Gov and I went and watched that on a double date with some folks. Me and Gov weren't on a date.
Wait, what is this? Y'all went on a date?
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
He talked like Sean Connery
to this gal throughout the whole thing.
Was that movie post or pre X-Men?
Ooh, pre.
It's like 04. X-Men started in like 2000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because that would sound right. Because I think I remember like seeing it and going, this looks like really trashy and like they're trying to capitalize on.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to go see your movie next week. Speaking of X-Men.
Yeah, my movie. People are saying such nice things about me on the internet.
Do you think he wears the classic suit?
You look great on TV.
I don't think so.
I think they said something before the movie.
What?
There's some okay, so you all know that they said after the critics screening, the runtime was extended by 3 minutes, and everybody's like, "Oh, they've added a post credit scene."
Right.
Well, the director and Mangold, he said there is no post credit scene.
Oh, really?
But there's something before the movie.
Huh.
And he said that a lot of like what I read, it was hinting that we might actually see some like just. Here's Wolverine. Here's Wolverine in the costume.
Okay.
Just, not a part of the movie, but here it is. It's the last time. Here he is in the costume.
To me, it is really a.
If they do that, I'll be happy.
It is a toss up between Robert Downey Jr. and Hugh Jackman as who is best cast in their respective roles.
See, now we just have to get the Wolverine Iron Man movie and.
Oh, that won't happen. And even Hugh Jackman came out like the other day and was like, we've been playing, like that Willie won't eat thing. He goes, I'm not doing it. He's like, if they'd have asked me 10 years ago to do Deadpool and Wolverine, I'd have been happy to. He goes, 2.5 years ago, I decided I was going to do one more, and that was it. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah, we can pretty much thank Deadpool for us not getting X-Men back in the Marvel Universe.
Yep, it's Deadpool's fault.
That's okay. Pierce Brosnan's going to be Cable. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it would be if it's true.
It seems to be true.
It seems to be.
Actually, I'm glad that Deadpool's in his own universe because I couldn't stand him if they brought him into the Avengers.
So, Logan, did you like Deadpool, or
have you
go back and listen to that episode?
Have you watched it again since?
Yeah, no. It's still out.
You still don't like it?
Yeah.
You watched it again?
The other people were watching it. I was present. So.
What other people? Specifically, name them.
Yeah, name people.
Name.
Because I didn't watch it with you. He named names.
Joe, Josh and me. Tim and Leroy.
It was my brother and the boss at the liquor store. So.
Okay. I'll let you have it.
Interesting. James, what's your jam this week?
It was that they announced the release date for Mystery Science Theater on Netflix, the new season.
Mm. Oh, really? I haven't heard about that. That's interesting.
Yeah,
new Tom Servo. It's going to be good.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be good. Lohan.
Sleeping in. Looking forward to that.
And, you know, our shows this week.
Yes.
That's great.
Actually, I'm looking forward. I'm going to double this up. Future Jam Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be. You're going to have all kinds of free time to play it. Yeah.
Because he's a strong, independent woman, and he don't need no man.
But, so I'm going to give it to the Switch probably 2 weeks in a row. So.
What if it's just a total garbage pile next
week?
What
if we've all wasted our money?
Well, like, everything that I've seen from it has gotten me more and more excited. It's one of those things I went from cautiously optimistic to genuinely excited.
You really were.
What was that Eric Falk posted the announcement this morning?
Some new specs about indie games.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to launch like 60 indie titles or something on the East Store.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've got some indie support. They
also said
on
that the virtual console is coming. There will be some virtual console games.
They didn't have right.
Terrible.
Yeah, they don't have any support on the Wii.
Yeah, that was the death of that one.
Yep.
Ian, what's your jam?
A little late, but a couple weeks ago I finally got to finish the OA on Netflix.
Have you finished it yet?
No, I was just reading a horrible freaking post.
Horrible.
But about the OA, what'd you think?
Did you finish it?
Yes. And so, it is. Anybody that has not seen it, first of all, you don't need to know anything about it.
No.
If you don't know anything about it,
I know you told me to watch it. I haven't watched it.
Maintain your ignorance of it, because the best part about that show is the mystery and the unraveling of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
But be aware that it's really melodromatic.
It's very melodramatic.
And it gets really weird and kind of uncomfortable at the end. But there's enough in there that I was like, this is really cool. It's kind of sci-fi.
I needed one more episode.
What's the bad guy?
Jason Isaacs.
Yes.
Oh, God, he's so good.
He is in it. He's great.
Lucien Malfoy. He plays bad. Somewhere.
What's her name from The Office is in it?
Phyllis.
From The Office is in it. She's fantastic. Everybody else is pretty much just a bunch of no names. Herschel from The Walking Dead is in it.
Yeah, Scott Walker plays her dad. It is incredible.
So you've got some folks that you recognize, and all of those folks around it.
What does the OA stand for?
Can't tell you.
Oh, really?
No.
It's part of it.
Yeah. And the gal who is the star of the show wrote, directed, and produced.
Oh. Is it 8 episodes?
Yes.
I got
and
12
things. And they're an hour long.
They're
15 minutes longer than
8 episodes.
Stranger
standard
things.
Netflix fare. I promise you, by the end of it,
I could have used.
By the end of it, you're either going to be like, I want to see more, or you don't want to see any at all. I personally want to see more. There's enough.
I do.
Even though what happens at the end doesn't make any sense. Fine.
I need to
There's
know.
A lot more story to tell. It can make sense later. I'm in. I'm invested. It's good. You should watch it.
Yeah, good.
There's 12 shows in front of it that I'll get to.
Yeah. Dan, what about you?
Packed up.
What?
Is your base motel? I don't want to steal yours, too.
No.
Okay. Base motel. I mean, my God, have you seen the season 5 premiere yet?
No.
Well, you said something on Twitter about...
I know, I did. And then do you want to know what I did? I went home, fell asleep, taking my shoes off, woke up and was like, I think I'll watch an episode of Baskets. Fell asleep,
watching that, went to bed.
It's so much. I love the first season. This season.
Louis Anderson.
Yes, he
oh,
is.
Oh my god.
Oh, I love him.
Oh man.
Yeah, that plays. Yes. He plays his mom,
Christine Baskets. And,
oh, he's. He was a feature the first season, but this season they've realized that he's the heart
he
of the show.
He is the heart of the show.
And Zach, and I've listened to his Nerdist interview, and Zach is so generous with things, you know, and he knows what he's doing.
Right.
And he's really given her more room to shine, him more room to shine. And it's
Zach awesome. Galifianakis is a genius. I mean, he is a genius.
Louis Anderson won an Emmy for it.
Yeah. And he's going to keep winning Emmys for it.
But back to Bates Motel.
Mm.
The opening 5 minutes, which if you know the show, the, you know what happened at the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
How they show what's happening and what, oh, I love
Do
it.
We see Rihanna yet?
No. Well, okay. she comes in at the very end.
Okay. I think I'm going to go home and watch it.
Now, I'm assuming she's playing the...
She's playing Marion Crane.
Yes. Okay.
But there's a little more to it. And I remember the last name, I forget it now, but it was a man in the original movie.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, there's a woman with that same last name, so I'm wondering how that's going to figure in too.
They have been as faithful to the to the books as they can be throughout this whole thing. So
but see, I was expecting it to end with the movie beginning. I didn't realize the whole last season. Was
I didn't either.
Yeah, it's going to encompass it
exactly. Well,
because
and I can't wait.
I just finished the previous season.
Yeah.
It came out on Netflix.
Yeah.
So
well, you need to get into this one. It's good.
Well, okay. The season four is on. Is on Netflix.
Yes.
The only thing is, I did too much with Dylan and Emma. That's a side story that's just not...
In the season premiere?
They have a baby now, and like they're still in Oregon, and they go up there to spend time with them. I was like, no! This is not important to the story.
He better murder all of them, is all I can
say.
They're
two states away.
Yeah, I got a feeling that... Just Emma's had too much of a happy run.
She got her new lungs.
Yeah, she's got a baby now, so that thing gonna stand.
Well, I swear.
I mean, I love that girl. I love the actress.
She's great. She's
like
really
Olivia
good.
Cook or something like that.
Being Earl and the Dying Girl, but it's just that story is pointless.
It is a pointless.
It didn't really go anywhere in the fourth
nowhere,
season.
Nowhere, okay. Nowhere interesting.
Yeah.
This whole show is planned out.
Right.
It has to have a point.
Yeah,
it has to have
right.
a point.
We may go back and listen to this in 10 weeks
and
say,
be like,
"Dan, you moron."
That's what it was. Well, nobody can see it at this point, right? Oh my god!
But the whole time, when I'm watching it, I'm like, "Okay, can we please just get back to Norma and Norman?"
Well, I will say that in I guess it was the penultimate episode last season, they show like they sweep up the side of the house to show the attic, and I thought, "Well." Wait a minute, are we?
We're there.
Oh God.
Yeah, took me completely by surprise.
Well, to me, that series got much better when Freddie Highmore started writing and directing the episodes.
Yep.
That dude is stupidly talented. He has come a long way from Charlie
I want to
Bucket.
See him in other things, but I feel like he won't ever be able to get away from this, and that's...
He got away from being Charlie Bucket real fast. I never suspected on earth he could be creepy Norman Bates.
He is an amazing actor.
Yeah.
He is Norman Bates. And I will say that my jam is that by the time this is out, my show will be up and going and out of my hands. And it'll be what it'll be. And
which is great.
We'll move right along. Oh, man. I've got like 10 scripts people have given me to read, and I'm just like, can I do that in a cardboard box? Because that'd be super easy to do.
I think you just need to build a whole theater now.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do, but I tell you, we have learned.
We would be in so much stress constantly.
Unless we were in charge, and then the minions would do it. But no, I will say that.
You're your own minions now.
Yeah, we are. I will say that, man. This is like giving me more fulfillment in ways that like even the podcast has not given me, which is incredible. I guess because I got really lucky to get a good group of people to do this show, and it's a good show.
It's like you're saying we're not a good group of people to do a podcast with. And,
that's what I'm hearing.
Okay,
it finally got through to you.
Well, then make out with Ian.
I'll give you $5.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I got a little too real for a moment.
Yeah, I heard you say, "Oh my god!"
When the person who didn't actually do it, it was close. When the person who is opposite of
thanks, Dan.
Matt would not kiss him, and she's a whore.
I can't say that.
I just did because she is. The character is.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I was like.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a very much needed qualifier to that statement.
She's
I'm glad
not
going
to listen to this, y'all. I'm just so tired. But so I was like, are we in middle school? Do you like want to just like hold hands like this, or do I need to like come up there and show you how to put your face on Matt's face? Well, I just don't think. Okay. That's then, Matt. Then, come here.
Bye.
And walked up on stage and was like, "Hey, come here." He was like, "No, no, no, no." And I just
forearm-tongued him.
His dad right was like, "All right." It's great.
He's been saying it for years.
I knew it.
Yeah. And you just gave him all the verification he needed.
Did you have the camera going at that time?
Yeah, I told him. I was like, if you could shave, Jenny would probably appreciate it. She went, uh-huh. That's good. Yeah, so that thing is finally up. Maybe I'll get to see Lego Batman.
No, we're losing it tomorrow.
Really?
I'm kidding. I know we're not. It's only been out for a week.
I know. You need to listen to Will Arnett's interview with Mark Maron.
Let's do it today. Finish it today.
Oh my god, that's so good.
I didn't realize he did so much voiceover work.
Me either, but man, I can hear him everywhere now. Oh man.
Yeah, he's doing a sequel to that Nut Job.
Well, a ton of commercials.
Yeah.
Like big names.
Yes.
Frontline commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Porsche, I'm Will Arnett.
Although Marion does drive me crazy sometimes, like he'll start. Arnett will start to tell a story.
I don't think they like each other very much.
I don't think so either.
Mm-mm.
But like there would be an obvious through line coming, and Mark would just derail him completely.
Isn't that what Mark does normally?
Not this bad.
Like it was. Will Arnett said, "Can I smoke in here?" Like he started smoking in the middle of the interview.
Yeah,
like he lit up.
And then Mark Maron was like, and then he was like, "Did Obama smoke in here?" And then Mark Maron was gone for like 5 minutes on some tangent. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good interview for Will Arnett because, like, I've always liked that dude. The way that he got the role on Arrested Development is great to hear.
It basically, like you do with a woman, when you quit caring, that's when you get it. And that was the thing. Like, he didn't care, didn't try.
Like, the guy, I can't remember the guy who did Arrested Development.
Mitch Hurwitz.
His whole thing. He'd been doing, like, pilots and stuff for years, and he'd sworn off TV, was going to go do theater, and then got the call to come do Arrested Development, and the guy was like, "Hey, you're going to get the part." And he's like, "Oh no, man, whatever." And so he went in to do his audition, and he came back out, and I can't remember who he said was
Rainn Wilson.
Well, who was the first one who read before him?
Alan Ruck, Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, and he said that he came out and the guy was like, "Hey, you got the part." And Rainn Wilson was just sitting right there.
Hadn't even read yet.
Yeah. He was like, "Oh, wow." He was like, "Hey, guys, you think we could celebrate in here?" Something like that. Obviously, it's worked out well for Rainn.
Yeah.
Well, he did get the office.
Exactly. He's okay now.
Yeah.
He got Dwight Schrute.
They both have had very varied careers, but.
I like Rainn Wilson's other TV show after The Office, Backstrom.
Yeah.
God, it ran like a season.
Backstrom was great. They called us on Twitter.
It was like House with a
police. Yeah, with the police.
With a jackass.
Yeah, but the problem that he is always going to face is Dwight
Schrute
was
Dwight.
So good.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was
good. Same thing for...
I don't know, man.
It's going to be hard for anybody to see him.
What's the movie where he was the Super?
Super, yeah.
A lot of people hate
that.
That
was a good movie.
I love that movie.
Oh, man.
That was rated R, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the thing. It was like, we're going to do this, but we want to do like it could happen, you know? Yeah.
Ellen Page. Is Rainn Wilson and Ellen Page...
Like, he decides he's going to be a superhero.
Has
no
a vision
powers.
From God and decides he's going to be a superhero.
Yeah, God played by Nathan Fillion.
Yeah. Well, as you do.
Kevin Bacon and Liv Tyler.
And it is brutal.
It was a good movie.
It's very violent.
And the director went on to do Lost... Was it Guardians of the Galaxy director?
Yeah, it might have been James Gunn.
Holy God, I think it was James Gunn.
Comments after midnight. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, me too. All right, so go listen and do these things. And we'll be back to
written and directed by James Gunn.
Stupid. We'll be back to the normalness maybe next week, and with our Switch.
No, we won't. We won't be normal.
Switches get stitches.
Switch buddies. Yeah. Switchies.
We're
switchies.
I cannot believe Tim Murphy's going to sleep in the same room with you.
Blue when you see it.
I don't want to see it.
Me either.
He's going to break his hair.
Did you know that in James and our James's room and in my room last year, there was a pull-out couch?
Yeah. You guys told me. Like 14 times.
We're to that section of the podcast already?
Yeah.
where we tell Logan. This is about the sixth time y'all told him.
It was a big couch. I pulled it out to look at it and was like...
Yeah, it's really big. It's too big for
it. I was fine on the floor.
Had a Logan-shaped imprint.
Ian and I had a great time in our room together.
I'm sure Ian wants you to get your armor from around him.
They had a small room, man.
It was kind of tight. Well, I don't know. CJ's room was a little too.
Yeah. We know what he was doing in there. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.